The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and let's finish up the week strong. Yeah, I just did a couple hours. I'm ready to do three more. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number on the HR&P listener line. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message, and if Aaron likes it, he'll read it, and it's his chance to participate in the show. And, you know, do him a solid, because otherwise he's going to embarrass himself. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can get on the Twitch channel and comment as well, if you like. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Kind of feel better over on my side of the thing here.
You feel more normal?
Yeah. A little bit of an adjustment there, sitting over in the Hoffman spot. I felt like I was supposed to belch at some point, but I never did. So yeah, I've filled in for Barry.
Do you feel less professional sitting in my seat?
Not really, because I didn't really. Yeah, I just kind of. It was kind of fun though, not just for once to not be leading a show, because almost every time I fill in for somebody, I'm always having to lead the show.
You're right.
I think that's the second time. One time I was filling in with Granato and he was doing it. So it's kind of fun every now and then just to see if I can do it. But yeah, hopefully Barry gets well though.
Yeah.
But it was fun jumping in.
Well, I appreciate it.
Hadn't done a show with Joel since before he actually got hired.
Lucky.
And Nick, of course, Nick's one of us. He's, you know, Nick's a necromonger like the rest
right.
of us. Yeah. So it was all good. But still plenty to get to. Didn't even hammer any of the things I wanted to get there, so I didn't waste anything. So we're ready to rock and roll.
Oh, good.
Why are you on Stick to Sports Guy on Twitter?
I was told to stick to sports.
What'd you do now?
I talked global politics on Twitter, which is probably my bad, but you know, and I don't want to get into it on the show, God forbid, but I mean, yesterday could be a big day.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about. I definitely, this is one I need to study a lot more to find out what the reasoning was behind it.
I mean, the reasoning behind it is pretty simple. He's a bad guy. And on the surface, it seemed like, oh, we killed a bad guy.
Yeah,
that's good news. But you can't...
Based on what? Intel? The same intel that told us there were WMDs in Iraq?
Well, we're just not allowed to kill whichever bad guys we
feel. Well, yeah, that's the problem is I don't know that we should be in the business of assassination.
Right.
And, you know, and frankly...
Particularly without, like, I don't know, like congressional backing and things like that. And those are that's typically one of the things you're looking for.
Well, let's be fair. The prior president was doing that with drones and killing civilians.
Yeah.
So
listen, and that's why I don't understand why it's a Democrats Republican. I mean, I do know why it's a Democrats Republican thing, because if you criticize the president and he's a Republican,
or
you're a Democrat, and if you criticize the president and he's a Democrat, you're a Republican. But you can't just criticize the president as like someone who thinks all politicians are scumbags. Otherwise, you know. I don't know. It makes me nervous. Certainly, we didn't blow up some like low level terrorist guy. That's not what it was. So it's a scary thing. That's all. I said it on Twitter, and people went after me, but that's fine. They all know better than I do anyway.
I get what they were responding to, and I don't think it's unfair to question the method of response. And I think anybody who doesn't do that and just is going to blindly follow whatever, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, we as a country, we should question a lot of the things we do, and it doesn't matter who's making the decision. But
because whoever's making decisions is making decisions based on their pocketbooks, unfortunately, and that's Democrats, Republicans, all the same.
Yeah, and I've already got two of the dumbest texts I've ever seen. So
regarding this,
and that's the problem.
Can't sports. Dope.
You really can't have a discussion with people because we got too many people who are just dumbasses.
They're diehard, man, one way or the other. I've made no secret that I'm not a big fan of the president. I've also made no secret I wasn't really a big fan of the last president, or the one before that. I'm aiming at this particular president. I've been kind of the reason why I didn't vote, and I've voted for, I've said before, I voted for Obama the first time, and I didn't vote for him the second time because he lied. And he said that all the troops were going to be withdrawn.
By 2015, we were supposed to be out of Afghanistan.
And there was the same amount of troops when his reelection came up that were there when he was elected the first time. So I was like, this dude's a liar. I'm not going to vote for you. So, I don't understand why we've got to be Team America World Police. I've never understood that. And if we're going to go off killing every bad guy who hates America and kills their own people, we got a lot of countries that we're going to have to wipe out. Because I hate to break it to you, that's like basically a good chunk of the Middle East, Russia, certainly, some countries in Far East Asia, basically all of Africa, and some South America. We've got work to do. We've got work to do if we're going to get rid of all the bad guys.
Yeah, I quit voting for Obama when they started doing drone strikes against civilians. I have a real problem with that. And, you know, but that's not okay for America to do that. But, you know, for some people it is. It's perfectly fine as long as you get the bad guy. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but you know, I always think we should be better than everybody else, and you know, killing them the right way, we're not getting innocent people. That's all I ask for. And in this case, all right, you know, we're gonna, if the intel was out there that he was actually going to do all this stuff and that he has already done some things, I don't know that I have a problem with knocking him out. I just don't know if that's a way to do it. That's all. And I think that's fair to question.
All right. Now, stick to sports, please.
I don't want to stick to sports. What am I going to talk about? More Texans? Sit down and break that down again? Really? I mean, I can.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't need the other.
Yeah, well, it's funny because...
And now a guy talking about, I don't know anymore, the radio sports guy, that's who knows everything about war. Okay. I hate the internet. I hate people.
Well,
I hate everybody.
No, the truth is you can't have an honest discussion with people about anything because this is the reality. People don't want to think. And in general, people who just spout rhetoric are dumb because they don't think. And they just go with what people tell them and they don't have a discussion. And that's why stick to sports, which is just rhetoric. All it is just a phrase. And dumb people tell you to stick to sports. So just know if you're one of those guys, you're dumb.
Well, like I said, I tweeted today. Imagine that everybody was only allowed to, they're only allowed to tweet about their job. Like that's the only thing you're allowed to be on Twitter to discuss is your job. Hmm. Like imagine you work at a golf club. Like, I mean, it's like, yeah, foursome came in this morning. And you wouldn't believe it. They played 16 holes. One of the guys got a call from his wife. They didn't even play the last two holes. LOL. I mean, how interesting is Twitter?
And he took his golf cart to his car, put his clubs in the trunk,
And then he left. Hashtag,
you'll never believe what happened. I had to clean out one of the golf carts today. And a guy, these guys, they put dollar bills in the golf cart because they want to tip the cart girls. This dope left $2 in the cart. Now I got it. Imagine that's all you're allowed to tweet about.
I think that's what we should do today. Everybody should just tweet about their job.
Yeah, whatever your job is. I only want to hear from you about your job today.
Yeah.
You can't, because you can't possibly have thoughts on anything other than your job. So, you know, stick to selling cars, man. Tell me the difference between what's the difference between the F-150 and the F-250, really? Like, what's the big difference? What's the biggest difference?
Interesting question.
What's the Texas edition mean? Explain to me what that is exactly. And why? What's the upcharge for it? Via Twitter only, though. Like, that's all I want you to tweet about today. Nothing else. Ridiculous.
I like it. So I had a hell of a time building Excel spreadsheets. Hell of a day.
Yeah.
There you go. some dickweed took a crap in the third hole. Yeah. Oh, man.
Travis says, going to my first Texans playoff game tomorrow. I'm curious, what time would you suggest we be in the stadium? Is the pregame festivities any good? Well,
tailgating there is really, that's the best part of the whole experience.
I went to the playoff game here last year, and I tailgated before the game, and then went into the stadium probably 20 minutes before kickoff, 15 minutes before kickoff. And, yeah, it's not like there's, trust me, if you've been to any Texans game ever, there's no mad dash to get to your seats.
No.
It's not how Texans fans work. All right, you get there when you get there. So if you want to be there on time for the game, you'll probably go into the stadium about 15 minutes before kickoff, and you'll be comfortably in your seat.
I would go about
20 minutes if you want to get a beer or something.
Yeah, if you
want
to get a beer or a pizza or something and get settled in, then 20 minutes. But I would get there, you know, hour and a half before and go check out the tailgating, because the tailgating there is really good. And most people who have these tailgates are really friendly, and you know, some of them will be more than happy to welcome you in and give you food and let you hang out with them, and then probably some won't, but it's a great experience before the game. I highly recommend it. Jesse says 18 of my 22 trucks are in from delivery. Four more and I can enjoy my weekend.
All right. Congratulations.
Jesse, but today at the refinery, we turned raw crude into oil just like yesterday and the day before.
David, the IRS has issued an updated W-4. Now that personal exemptions are not a thing, I highly recommend you review ASAP. Thank you.
Oh, man. Killed a bunch of roaches at a nasty house. New employee I hired is really smart and catching on fast. Oh, man. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Because it's about to get...
is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And, you know, it's so funny every time I get dumb texts. Like, the Blitzers, they renew my faith in humanity sometimes. How funny they can be. Like, everybody basically tweeting about their job.
I like it. That's what
Jesse,
I want
Chad and Spring, Ed in Washington, Dr. Dre on 290, Jermaine, Matt did it, Sean. All these guys are just tweeting really funny stuff. Jason. So,
tried to close the books, but our system keeps on crashing. Looks like a late afternoon for us.
Oh, man. It just, that sounds like what my wife would tweet. Oh, boy. So, the Blitzers are fun. I enjoy you guys. But, yeah, I don't even know what I would tweet about my job.
You'd tweet about sports.
No, I would tweet 4:27 and Hoffman belched for the first time. 4:34, Aaron screwed up the rejoin.
2:20, stupid boss comes in and asks me to start work early because a coworker's sick.
Hey, let's be fair.
What a jerk.
I offered.
That's true.
I offered so that Aaron could focus on our show.
Aaron, push some buttons really hard, dialed a couple knobs, moved some sliders, you know, big day for me.
145, audio program crashed while I was in the middle of making stupid stuff.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, 501, nailed the second hour intro. 832 asked if you guys seen Uncut Gems yet. I have not. I hear great things about it, but I got to tell you, I'm so anti-Sandler that, I mean, he hasn't done anything even remotely interesting in so long that I'm not going to go see it in the theater. I'm going to wait for it, and I'll watch it when it's on, you know, pay or whatever. But, yeah, I hear good things. That was one of the things that we could have, that we would thought about going to on Christmas before we went to that other movie. But, yeah, I just... It's when you build up that much of a resume of movies that I just hate, it's really hard for me to just say, oh, just because everybody says this is good. Want to try some calls?
Let's do it.
Which one
only I only want to talk to people about their jobs, though. Oh. Are these people going to want to talk about sports?
I don't know.
Because that's our job, not theirs.
Is it?
That's what I've been told on Twitter.
713-421. Damn Twitter tells me to stick to sports. That's I don't know. You pick. I can't read what they want to talk about from here.
So. All right, let's talk to Chase.
Hey guys, jobs.
Hey, jobs to you, man.
Hey guys, what? How much of your success would you contribute to not sticking to sports? You're the best show in the city. If people want just sports, can't they just tune in to 610 or 790? That's all they do. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. I'll be honest. If all I could do on sports radio was talk about sports, I would have never even gotten a job. I'll be honest. And maybe this wasn't as true back when I started in radio. I mean, because it's been 16 years now.
Jeez.
But I don't even like sports that much, to be honest. Sports is definitely my job now. Like, I don't go home at night like, oh, man, can't wait to dig into these sports matches. Like, I don't think like that. So I'll be honest. If all we did was talk sports, I don't think this show would be very good because I wouldn't be here. I don't know. You might be here, but you wouldn't be having fun.
Well, I don't know that I would be here because I did that on the network for 2 years. I did that Saturday Night Network show, which, by the way, for some strange reason, the podcasts of that still get downloaded all the time from people. But, I mean, it was all sports for 2 hours. And I, as much as I like doing the network, I hated it by the end. I mean...
Oh, it's miserable.
It really is because... now, the positives were I could actually get on there and occasionally talk about the NHL, other than just giving people free overs, which, by the way, that thing... Halfway through the second period, 7 goals were scored.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, you know, but man, no, it's not fun. And I don't think people, interesting people, fun people, want all sports. Now, I think in doses, like when Charlie comes on and does his 2 hours of sports, I think there's people who like that, and that's great. And I think in the course of a show, a 3-hour show, we do an awful lot of sports. We probably do 2 hours of sports. But I like that we do things that are interesting. And yeah, I mean, there's going to be times where I'm not going to be afraid to, I don't care that there's people out there who are just going to spout crap at us. There's times when we will tackle politics because we should, because it's something that matters in our lives. And, you know, guess what? People like our suggestions for movies and stuff like that, because we try not to be just boring, locked into sports people. For some people, that's enough. For me, it's not enough. Love sports, but I love TV just as much.
Yeah.
I love binging on Netflix. I love drinking great whiskey.
Oh, here's Keith generated a spreadsheet regarding all of the work-related incidents in the company from 2019. Oh. Pepper, I wish people would pick up their mail from their damn mailboxes. Makes it hard to put the new mail in. Don't get me started on packages. Oh, I feel you, Pepper.
Oh, man. You know what? And Pepper, thanks for that. I'm going to make sure that I go and clean out my mailbox today when I get home. Oh, man. Insulin junkie had a dishwasher call in and quit today because his dog had puppies and someone needs to take care of them.
The community printer by my desk was squeaking today. I had to apologize to everyone I communicated with on the phone. That's got to be annoying.
Oh, man.
Well, another successful 18-wheeler load delivered, AJ. Go Seahawks. Sam, leave the sports to me. I'll stick to sports is my job. 18-wheeling is your job. I don't go around tweeting about 18-wheeling, all right? I don't want to hear go Seahawks. That's my job, all right?
Oh, man. This is going to be a fun day.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. Let's, what do we have here? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's too bad that we don't have any Carbock
in here. I know. I hope Eric's coming back on Monday because we could use some Carbock in here. Yeah, of course, guys, if you hopefully over this break, you took one of the days that you were stuck in the house with your family. Hopefully you went to Carbock without them, left them behind and went and drank some beer and ate some good food out at Carbock's restaurant, where you can get so many of their great beers, all their rotational beers, all their seasonals, and they'll always have something special on tap, including some vintage BBH, things like that, some of the old Fun Series beers and some experimental beers that you can only try at Carbock. Great food, fantastic menu. They've got something for everybody there. And if you wanted to take the wife and kids, I guess you could do that too, because it's a great place to take the family. They've got concert series going on all the time. They've always got great events going on out in their beer garden. If you want more information on that, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. That's where you'll get information on everything going on at the restaurant, the brewery, and everything else that they're doing out at Carbock. When you're out and about this weekend, kick off the new year with a Carbock.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So am I sticking to sports if I'm going to give people a couple of hockey plays for tomorrow? Is that sports? Should I not do that? I'm confused. Or is that job?
It's tough.
Well, I'm just going to give it to the people, except for the stick to sports guys. You're not allowed to bet this. Colorado, New Jersey over 6 tomorrow. And if I were inclined to bet against the spread and go -165, Vancouver over the Rangers, but that's a little more juice than I want to give up. But definitely play the Colorado, New Jersey over. This is your tomorrow. So there. He says, I finished Banshee today. It's in my top 10 now. Thanks for not always talking sports or we never would have heard about it.
Well, listen, guy who's talking about Banshee, why don't you figure out what your job is and talk to us about that, all right? Until you're a professional movie critic or television critic, maybe stick to your job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know you're not allowed to have an opinion on something you like.
Yeah.
Just because you enjoy it and you thought it was good. You're not allowed to have that opinion.
As people, let's try not to be versatile. Let's try not to be multi-depth. Like you can only have one layer, okay? You are what your job says you are. Just stick to that. With that rule of thumb, everyone should be happy. The greatest part is a lot of the people who would tell me stick to sports didn't feel like the president needed to stick to reality TV. They no one said that. It's like you can be more than one thing. How weird is that? Mm-hmm. You can have feelings about things other than your work.
Not me.
Well, yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm stick to sports.
I'm a robot, man. That's why I want a sex robot. It's somebody I can identify with.
Well, we're going to be good partners then, Fred. Because from now on, I am sticking to sports.
Not me. We're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. And if you don't like it, you can suck it. It's that simple. It's our show.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've been doing this for a while.
It's also, it's our Twitters.
Yeah.
Huh.
Strange, huh?
It's crazy that Twitter, like, it allows you to talk about things other than your job. You would think there'd be some kind of a filter where it, like, shuts it down if you try to tweet about something other than your work. And the other, I'm going to blow your minds here. There's a new function on Twitter because, obviously, they're always trying to improve and grow because they focus on their work the way that you should. But there's a new Twitter that I've been told about where if you see someone tweeting about something other than their job, or you see them tweet an opinion that's different from your opinion and it angers you, they've now got a button that you can click and it says unfollow. And then guess what happens? You don't see their stuff anymore. Yeah. How about that, Fred? Technology, bro.
How about, you can also just mute them.
Or block them.
Yeah. It's America.
Oh, sports guy wants to talk about something other than sports. Block me. I wouldn't stand for it if I were you either. Get rid of that. Let's see. Hello, Will.
Hey, good afternoon, y'all. Big fan of the show, long-time listener.
Hey, thanks, Will.
So, yeah, kind of want to touch on y'all's points. So I'm in oil and gas manufacturing. I'm primarily on the business development side. So typically when I'm taking out these high rollers.
Tell me about your day today. What'd you do at work?
Oh, goodness. Today I was just dealing primarily with customer complaints and our inability to deliver projects on time.
Me too, bro. Me too.
But typically when we're out with these high rollers and the last thing we've been taught to talk about is business. I mean, they just want to sit there and really just get the opportunity to gauge your personal interests. What do you do aside from work? So obviously with you two hosting a daily show from 4 to 7 p.m., I can imagine sometimes you'd be strolling in on a Thursday or Friday and the last thing you want to do is actually talk about sports. So just kind of want to, support y'all. I mean, typically, if I'm looking to get my sports indulge, I do listen to Palillo from 11 to 1. And, aside from, I think the fact that I know he plays tennis and softball and he went to Syracuse, I really don't know the first thing about Charlie personally.
You want to know why, Will? I'm going to tell you this, and I don't mean this as like a knock to Charlie. Charlie doesn't care about anything besides sports, I don't think. I really don't know if he has any outside interests. Like
No, you're right. I mean, Charlie strikes me as a guy. I mean, like I said, these are all assumptions. I don't believe he's married. I don't believe he has kids. So he could just come home and he has his DVR set on certain games. And I mean, he's just going to digest that all. And that's great. For me, there's particular games I really pay attention to, primarily local games. But, hey, everyone's different. But I just want to let you know y'all are doing a great job. I enjoy listening to the show. Also, I enjoy the gambling aspect. So with that being said, I'll end on, would you take the 49.5 over or under on the Saints and Vikings game this weekend? I'll hang up and listen. Take care, guys.
I mean, you're an oil and gas guy. You just asked me a sports question. I guess I'll allow it. I would lean to the over in that match.
Yeah, I would too. I think
both offenses have some success.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that concerns me about the over is I have a really sneaking suspicion that Kirk Cousins is just going to crap the bed. But I think having Dalvin Cook back is huge for them and healthy. So it's probably not a play for me, but I would lean over. And just basically Saints at home overs, or if it comes down to you're going to play one or the other, that's usually the way to go.
All right.
So
everybody on the Twitch channel saying jobs to you.
Jobs to you. Kenichiwa
asking, is the Clorox wipes AJ's drink for today? No. Those are there because when the one thing that I asked when I filled in for Barry was that so that Aaron wouldn't have to work, he would just come in and disinfect the entire area so I don't get any Barry disease. So that's why they're there. We disinfected the entire area. So. But it's...
Oh, Colts fan Jose had to use the weed eater. So it just like I predicted, he had to use the blower too. What a brutal, brutal day at work.
3-2 says, tell Steve to keep working his OSHA spreadsheet because his boss is listening. Yeah, I don't know anything about Charlie other than, you know, he's... Like I said, he plays softball and he likes tennis. He plays tennis. He does... He does his show that way where he's, you know, he's, I guess he's kind of like, to me, he's like an old school newspaper columnist. Like, you know, here's my opinions and they're really good sports opinions and you either agree or disagree. And yeah. And that's kind of it. I mean, I think one of the reasons why I could never do Stephen A or Skip is I just always felt like be ourselves and people either like it or they don't. Be funny, have fun. If we're having fun, then hopefully the listener's having fun, and if they're not, oh well, they got other options. Don't worry too much about them. Jobs to you.
Solo Sweat on Twitter said boxed up 50 software CDs from 2011 and sent them to a warehouse for shredding.
Nice.
Hashtag jobs.
Yeah, you know what I found? And maybe I'm wrong about this. Most of the stick to sports guys are really old. I mean, older than me. And I consider myself
What I found with stick to sports guy is they disagree with whatever opinion you have. So that's the thing to do is like stick to sports. Or if God forbid, some actor or someone who does another job like that, who, I mean, listen, just because you're a public figure doesn't mean that you don't have, like, real-world opinions. But some actor says something about it. It's like, oh, stick to acting, bro. Let us, you know, bank loan officers discuss the big boy things here on Twitter. You know, stay in your lane. That's the dumbest thing is, like, a dude who's a plumber will be like, hey, stick to sports, bro. You don't have any place here talking about politics. Okay. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah. I kind of, you know what I think I'm going to do on Twitter this weekend? First, I'm going to take a really liberal take on something.
Ooh, that's a risky move.
Yeah, and tweet it out. And then about an hour later, I'm going to do like a really conservative take.
And
see how many people I piss off.
I was disgusted because I was reading through Twitter about, I saw Joe Biden, you know, and him complaining about things. And Joe Biden sent more money to Iran than damn near anybody. So I thought it was laughable that Joe Biden, it feels like he's entitled to say something. And then I saw Mike Pence tweeting about 10 of the 12 terrorists in the 9/11 attack were basically bought and paid for by the guy that they just blew up. And it's like, well, first of all, there's literally movies about it, and there were 19 terrorists, and literally zero of them were from Iran. They were all from, most of them were from Saudi Arabia, but this is a little secret. Politicians don't like to say bad stuff about Saudi Arabia. We don't do that. So we'll assume that all those other countries are basically bad guys, and we'll blame it on one of them. That works for us. We don't want to put anything bad on Saudi Arabia, would we? That wouldn't be good for business. So that would have pissed off both sides, I think. It would have pissed off.
I think so. And that's what I want to do. I want to find something that will irritate the snot out of the extremists. Because that's my favorite thing to do now. I just want to irritate extremists. And it's so funny because my wife is really liberal to the point of I can't talk politics with her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But... there are times, like, should I have a couple drinks, and I love to just, I love to just stir the pot with things. and get her started. And that's, I mean, she's kind of Twitter is what she is. It's like everybody, it's like all it takes is a little tweaking and everybody gets up in arms over stuff. I'm going to do that. I'm going to think of two, and they have to be really polar opposite, right?
Yeah.
You know, like one of them's going to be pro-choice and the other one's going to be, you know, abortion is the devil or something. I'm gonna come up with something this weekend and tweet it out just to see how many people I can piss off. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever tweeted anything political. Now that I think of it, ooh, good one from Tennis Tony. Since I'm a tennis instructor, do I have to stick to tennis since it's a sport, or can I branch out to other sports?
No, I think sports, because I've never been told to stick to tennis.
That's true. Saw 30 patients, only had to do one rectal exam.
Ooh, well, I mean, I guess that's good, but don't you charge by the rectal exam when you're a doctor?
Well, I mean, if 29 other patients, I'm
sure.
I
know I would. If I were a doctor, I'd be like, ooh, you need a rectal exam. That's going to be $78 to the insurance, I'm afraid.
No, it's probably like $2,000. And
I have a feeling that'd be like the cheapest doctor visit ever.
Yeah, $78.
Well, that's just for the rectal exam. The glove costs $15. I mean, listen, there's that. You guys are playing checkers.
You want that petroleum jelly? That's another $40.
Yeah, you want lubricant? Oh, that's gonna cost you.
You know, you really shouldn't be talking about doctoring because you're not a doctor.
Right. I'm just saying,
you should stick to your job, sir.
If I were a doctor, that's what I would tweet about.
Oh boy. Well, sometimes I tweet about my bookie. Okay. People ask me, hey, where do I go sign up? And, yeah, I want to take some money that I made on my job and make even more money by listening to guys who talk about gambling. And I tell them, go to mybookie.ag, because you will get paid when you win. That's the best thing about them. And nobody pays out faster. And I've had so many issues with so many other websites. And mybookie has great customer service. If you have any problems, they work with you. You get your cash when you want it. And right now, if you're signing up for the first time, promo code radio, and you'll get an exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're already signed up on MyBookie, just keep an eye on your email. They're all the time giving you great reload bonuses. They're giving you bonuses on special games, like the national championship. They'll have all kinds of things that you can do. They keep it interesting, and you can win. Promo code radio to get that exclusive double your money offer. Up to $1,000, they'll double your first deposit. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Coming up at 7 tonight, Late Hits with Jason Braddock and Jerry Bowe. Patrick Creighton's still in New York. I heard that last night while I was listening to those guys. And you know what? They'll stick to sports, too. Drink of Ages with John Denman. He'll stick to drinks at 9. And Checkpoint Radio will stick to checkpoints at 10 o'clock. So that's all on the... somebody says we need to be more humble, that we're arrogant and narcissists.
That's only me. Fred is not arrogant or narcissistic.
What? First off, that's not a very humble thing for
you
to say.
You're not nearly as narcissistic as I am. Your narcissism level is so pathetic compared to mine. Thank you. You're a B-level narcissist.
You're right.
I'm a top dog.
I need to up my game on it.
That's right.
But I mean, I'm still on the team.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe I'm not starting right now. You know what? It's like the All-Pro team. You're first team All-Pro. I'm second team. I need to get better. I need to raise my game. I've been a Pro Bowler for a long time. That doesn't mean anything. But I kind of feel like if you don't love yourself a little bit,
That's kind of a you problem, right? Yeah. It's just me. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Do you want to break down the Texans and do sports? Is that what you want to do?
I guess.
I mean, what's left to say? Let's just start.
We've said enough of that.
We've talked about it all week. What it's going to take for the Texans to win the football game, and I'll just recap it so we can get the sports out of the way. I feel like if the Texans play their A game, they win the game. Doesn't matter what the Bills do. I just don't anticipate them playing an A game because how often do we see it? And it really comes down to Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is going to have to come out and play a better game than he's played over the last month. And if he does, they'll be fine. And if he doesn't, guess what? They're going to lose, and we'll be talking about on Monday what changes need to be made when there's not going to be any changes made. Because, I mean, we're on a treadmill with these guys. And, yeah, I think the Bills are a very good football team. I do. And I think that but they're not as good as the Texans, and Texans should win the game. But
see, I don't know that there's a significant difference between the two, honestly, as far as like how, I mean, there's differences in how they're built, but as far as how good of a team they are, I don't know that the Texans are a better football team.
I do. I think again, if they both bring their A game, Texans win. But I mean, what is your Bills signature win? The Titans with Mariota?
Now you sound like Clemson can't play with LSU guy because they played the schedule they played.
Yeah, and they also had other teams on there that were pretty good. They didn't beat them.
Okay.
And you know, again, Texans actually beat better teams. And you can't just dismiss that and say, well, that they're the same team. And Bills did not beat the Chiefs. They didn't beat the Patriots. They played them close. Great. Didn't beat them.
They didn't.
Texans played the Saints close. We're going to give them credit for that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the better tick marks on the Texans' resume.
Yeah, I think that the difference is the Texans are a more talented team, especially on offense. Bills are better on defense, but I think the difference is I think the difference between offenses is significant and here's the big if. Bill O'Brien actually comes up with a good game plan and Deshaun Watson plays well. If that doesn't happen, they can lose to anybody, man. We saw it. They lost to Denver. And you know, but if they do come out with the right game plan, like they did against the Patriots, then no, the Bills can't beat them.
Okay, I disagree. I think when you say that they're more talented, honestly, the Texans are more talented at quarterback. I don't think that's a question, and they're more talented at wide receiver.
There's a huge gap there between DeAndre Hopkins and anything on the Bills.
Yeah, and that's fair. So, I mean, I would take the Bills at every other position group.
I don't know about that.
But okay, which one then?
Well, I think Texans linebackers are pretty good.
You think they're better than Buffalo's linebackers?
I think they're certainly as good.
I don't even think it's close. Okay. I don't think it's close. And the other thing is, the Texans have a dummy at head coach, and the Bills have a really good up-and-coming
head coach. What did I say was the key to the whole thing? The dummy at head coach for the Texans.
Then what? I mean, what makes you feel like they're going to come in with some great game plan? Are they going to come because with the same game plan they came in with against the Ravens?
Well,
you think that'll work?
No, but if they come in with the same game plan they did against the Chiefs, or the Saints for that matter, or the Patriots, occasionally he can do it. That's the frustrating thing. We talk about lack of consistency. That you don't know until they show up what the hell they're going to do. And I guarantee you, by the end of the first quarter, I'll tell you whether they're going to win a game or not.
Well, I don't know that because when do the Texans ever have a good first quarter? Almost never.
They never have a great first drive. And then when they come out the second time, you can tell if the offense is going to work, usually. Even if they don't score on it, you can tell that, okay, they're doing some things that are going to work later in the game. It's so predictable.
I honestly think this game is a coin flip game. I think that it wouldn't shock me one bit if the Texans won. It wouldn't shock me one bit if the Bills won. I don't think either one of these teams gets any kind of separation from the other. The Bills aren't built to blow teams out, but they're also built not to get blown out. So I just have a hard time like saying with any kind of firmness this team is better because I think both teams are kind of, I don't want to say they're bad, but they're kind of like,
well, they're both
kind of like Oklahoma getting in the playoff. They're teams who got into the playoffs that, I mean, it's nice that they're there, but the Saints and the Chiefs and the Ravens are all looking at him like, okay, well, which one of us will get to play him? Maybe like that's they're not a threat to anybody. Like neither one of these teams.
By the way, I'd take tight ends over the Bills, and I might take running backs over the Bills. Frankly,
okay, you can have them.
I mean, Bills didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher.
Nope.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just I think to me the gap is it's kind of like the Texans are A&M and the Bills are not Alabama. The Bills are going to be South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or somebody like that. And so the Texans should win the game, but it doesn't mean they will. I promise you, it's going to be real easy to tell. If they come out and you're midway through the second quarter and it's 7-3 Bills, Texans aren't winning the game.
No.
I'm just telling you that right now. But if I do think that offensively, it just comes down to if they have a good plan on offense and if they don't try to attack the corners right off the bat. That's all.
Yards per game. Bills, 128. Texans, 125. They're the same. Total yards, 2,054 yards rushing for the Bills, 2,009 yards rushing for the Texans. They're the same. I mean,
well, if you want to argue their offensive line is better, then I'll still take the running backs for the Texans.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's real easy to just say that.
They've got a bunch of guys. Both teams have a bunch of guys at running back. And don't tell me Carlos Hyde is anything special because he's had one good season.
Well, but his one good season is this year. He's playing now.
Okay.
And well, actually, he almost
buy had on into it.
He almost had 1,000 yards with the 49ers, like in his second season, I think it was. But, yeah, I think that I honestly think it's going to be the Texans should be ashamed if they lose. And there's a good chance they will.
I don't think they should be ashamed.
Oh, yeah, they should. They should. Because you have a home game against a team that you should be able to match up with. And, but
when I disagree with that. You should be able to match up with them. I don't see where they have this great edge.
Okay, well, I've tried to tell you where.
I know, but you keep saying things that aren't true.
That you don't see is true.
The Texans are the worst team at stopping, or second worst team at stopping running quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The Bills have the second best running quarterback in the league, yet somehow they're built to stop
them.
Who's
brought that up all week, by the way, that they have to, that's the main thing.
To stop it, and they're not.
No, they're not built to stop that.
What are they built to stop?
But you know what? The things that...
The Bills don't give up big plays.
Okay, you're going to let me finish or you're just going to sit there and scream?
Okay, finish.
The thing is, what have I said their biggest issues are on defense? Trying to stop tight ends, running backs catching the ball, and really fast wide receivers. Bills don't have a ton of that. They don't. The big advantage they have is Allen running the football. Doesn't mean the Texans are going to stop them, but I don't think they're going to go out and put up 21 points on them.
They're going to stop Cole Beasley.
Well, and that's, if they don't, then okay. They obviously didn't have a very good game plan.
No, and it just means that obviously they're not built to do it because they probably had to put a guy like Hargraves on him, and Hargraves is a pile of junk.
I don't expect to see Hargraves on him. I would hope it's, I'll tell you who I don't want to see is Jonathan Joseph out there on anybody. But listen, I think at their best, both teams play their A game. I still think the Texans are the better team if they both play their A game. But what are the odds of that happening? When does that ever happen where both teams come out and play their best game?
It doesn't.
Never. And I don't trust Bill O'Brien. And I'm not going to be shocked if they lose, but they should be ashamed if they do.
We just disagree then.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm not looking at the Bills and seeing some great team you are.
I'm not. I don't see a great team either. I see a team just like the Texans, a regular-ass average team that happened to make the playoffs.
I still think the upside games that the Texans have played are much better than the Bills' upside games.
You know what the Bills haven't done this year? They haven't gotten embarrassed. Not once. Not one team blew the Bills' doors off and made them look like a joke.
No.
Didn't happen once. It happened to the Texans, didn't it? It happened twice, yeah.
And it obviously, and I guess you haven't heard a word I've said about if they come out and play that kind of game, they're not beating anybody.
It's easy to say if the Texans play the best, then they're going to win.
No, I'm saying if they both play their best game, AJ, not if the Texans play the best. That's dumb. If they both play their best game, if they bring their A games, both of them, the Texans will win the game. Period. And then I also said, how often does that happen? I don't expect that to happen. So, I'm not even sure what you're trying to argue with me.
I'm arguing that you think this is some sort of embarrassing loss for the Texans if they can't win this game.
It is.
And I'm telling you, it's not, because the teams are pretty equal.
No, it's embarrassing because, frankly, your playoff record has been a joke under O'Brien. And the whole point of this season has been, what are you going to do in the playoffs? It's just like the Rockets. And if the Rockets lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's an embarrassment. I don't care who they play. At this point, you put all this money into all these draft picks into fixing your offensive line and going out and trading for Duke Johnson and all this. If you don't win in the first round of the playoffs with all that investment, then yeah, it's a failure. Your season is a failure. If all you are is AFC South champs and it's all you want to accept again, that's a failure. Period.
Well, I don't disagree with you there. I'm just saying this particular game, as in a vacuum, I mean, Vegas tells you the Texans are about a half point better than they are.
Not even
on a neutral. They're basically equal on a neutral because the Texans probably get 2.5 for home field. So Vegas says these teams are the same. The
Texans shouldn't get 2.5 for home field. That's another issue. Their home field sucks. But
all right, music playing. Hit the break.
No matter where you're from.